And we ask God to shower down His blessing to all of us.
今天早晨要跟各位一起来互相勉励的题目是宣道的动力。
And the topic for this morning's mutual encouragement is going to be the dynamics of evangelism.
宣道是耶稣给教会的使命。
And evangelism is a mission that Lord Jesus gave to the church.
宣道也是教会的生命。
And it is also the life of a church.
所以我们要积极的来做宣道的工作。
And therefore, we must do this with diligence.
宣道是教会存在的原因。
Evangelism is also the reason for the existence of church.
教会存在的目的就是要宣道。
And it is the purpose of the existence of church.
我们应该要用心、用力的、积极的来推动宣道的工作。
And therefore, we must pursue this with all our might.
宣道是最好的教牧。
Evangelism, it is the best education.
牧养。目的就是要宣道。
And it is the best way to preach the congregation.
一个教会如果停止了宣道，它属灵的生命就会枯萎。
If a church stops its evangelism, then it will lose its life.
信徒的生活就会散漫。
And the members and their lives would be dispersed.
生活没有目标。
They wouldn't have a goal in their lives.
信仰没有动力。
And they wouldn't be motivated in their spirituality.
所以会表现出懒懒散散的样子。
Then they will appear to be very lethargic.
会变成不冷不热、消极、没有动力。
And their life would be like that of lukewarm life.
因为这个缘故，所以我们温哥华教会也特别看重宣道的工作。
And because of this, our Vancouver church emphasizes on evangelism.
我们不但在一年当中有我们的灵恩布道会的工作。
Within a year, we have Evangelical services.
啊，我们也来举开了个人布道的讲习。
We also have the seminar for personal evangelism.
我们已经从这个星期的星期二会到明天，总共有六天的时间呢，我们来举开个人布道的讲习。
And starting from this Tuesday to tomorrow, we're going to have this personal evangelism seminar.
有些弟兄姐妹可能还不知道这个消息。
And many brothers and sisters may not have known of this news.
但有许多的弟兄姐妹，他们非常积极的来参与。
But there are others who are very diligently attending.
我们求耶稣来纪念大家的辛劳。
And we ask Lord Jesus to remember all of our hard work.
宣道要有动力。
When you evangelize, you have to be motivated.
因为宣道它不但是一项工作，也是一场征战。
Because not only is this a job for you to do, it is also a conflict and a battle.
不但是我们个人。对属应当负起的责任，也是我们应该对全世界的人类要有的这个责任。
It is not only a duty that we must have for ourselves; it is also a duty we owe to the people of this world.
因此，我们必须要在宣道之前呢、啊，来明白我有什么动力。
And therefore, before we go and evangelize, we must know what drives us to do this.
我们做一件事情需要有好的动机。
Before we do anything, we must have a good motivation.
但是动机常常会因为个人的一己的私见啊，会存着个人的利益在里头。
But sometimes our motivation also include our own selfish benefits.
那么我们就讲宣道的动力。
And therefore now we're going to talk about the motivations behind evangelizing.
那这个宣教的动力是从神来的，是从圣经的教训让我们了解的。
This motivation should come from God, and we should understand this from the Bible.
如果宣教没有从圣经从神来的动力，那就是靠自己的体力，靠自己的毅力，冲不久的，跑不久的，会倒了，会疲倦的。
If you evangelize without the help and the truth from the Bible, you're doing this out of your own perseverance and will. You will not last long.
所以宣教不是靠自己的魄力。
And therefore, perseverance is not the way to evangelize.
因为40岁以后就没什么魄力了。
Because after you're about 40, you won't have this motivation.
宣教也不是靠自己的体力。
And it's not based on your physical health.
要我这种中年人啊，到操场，现在到操场去跑三圈，我就气喘如牛了，没有体力了。
And if you were to ask me to go run for 3 laps, I would not have the energy.
魔鬼不怕你有魄力，魔鬼也不怕你有体力。
And Satan will not be afraid that you have physical health or ambition.
魔鬼是最怕你从神那里领取了无穷无尽的动力。
And what the devil fears most is that we will receive this unlimited power from God.
因为这是一场征战。
Because this indeed is a battle.
所以我们必须要现在了解，到底我应当来如何获取宣道的动力。
And so now we're going to try to understand how can we gain this motivation to evangelize.
我们跟各位来谈几点，大家一起来学习，我们也一起来领受这宣道的动力。
I'm going to touch on a few points and we can learn about this together.
首先，宣道的动力呢，是因为神，因为宣道是神永恒的旨意。
And the first motivation comes from the fact that because evangelism, it is the first commandment of God.
神是永远存在的。
God is everlasting.
从亘古到永远，他都一直存在。
And from the ancient times to present, he is existing.
他是自有拥有的神。
And he is who he is.
那么神的心意是什么呢？
What is his intent and will for us?
凡是一切符合美善的，都是神的心意。
All good and perfect things are from God.
但是我们具体来讲的时候呢，就是神愿意人人都能够悔改得救。
And to be concise, his will is for everyone to be saved.
他不愿意有一个人沉沦。
He does not anyone to fall into destruction.
这是神的旨意。
And this is his will.
那么神是永恒存在的。
And he is everlasting.
所以他的旨意也是存到永远的。
And therefore his will is everlasting.
可是我们人在这个世界上生活，顶多70-80，强壮一点可以到90岁。
However, as humans, we live in this world 70-80, or for a strong 90 years.
我们人并不是永远存在的。
As humans, we're not always existing.
但是神的旨意是永恒存在的。
But his will is everlasting.
那这告诉我们什么呢？
What does this tell us?
如果我们能够愿意把我们短暂的生命投入在神永恒的旨意当中，那么我们就会搭上了这一班永恒的列车。
If we're able to put our temporary life into the work of His everlasting will, then we may be able to catch onto this train.
这样我们的生命的价值就不只是80-90年的这个时间来计算了。
Then the value of a life may not just be this 80 or 90 years.
我们请看圣经约翰一书第二章。
Let us turn to 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
约翰一书二章，我们请从第16节来看。
First John chapter 2, let us start at verse 16.
约翰一书二章16节。
First John chapter 2, verse 16.
这里说，世界上的事情啊，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲啊，今生的骄傲，是从世界来的。
Verse 16, for everything in this world, the cravings of sinful men, the lust of his eyes, and boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world.
我们在世界上生活都有自己的欲望，我们想要什么东西。
Living in this world, we all have our desires of this world.
但是这一切都会过去的。
But all of these will pass away.
我们看第十七节。
Let us look at verse 17.
这个世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever.
我们在这世界上有一天要过去。
We're going to pass away from this world.
你所追求的东西，你所获得的成就，有一天要成为过去。
And everything you pursue, everything you have achieved, it will pass away one day.
但是我们遵行神旨意是永远长存。
But if we pursue after the word of God, then we'll last forever.
神的旨意是不被拦阻的。
And this God's will is unlimited.
是不能被阻挡的。
It will not be obstructed.
因为没有人能够阻挡神的旨意。
Because nobody is powerful enough to obstruct the word of God.
神的旨意要存到永远。
And therefore his will is everlasting.
所以我们不能够去阻挡神的旨意。
And we cannot refuse his will.
我们更应该把我们的生命献给主耶稣来成就他的旨意。
And more important, we should give up our life to fulfill his will.
在我们的主导文里头就是这样念的。
In our Lord's Prayer, we say this.
我们希望神的旨意能够实行在地上。
That you want his will to be done on earth.
好像成全在天上。
And as it is done in heaven.
在天上，神的旨意呢，不被拦阻，没有人能够阻挡。
In the heavenly kingdom, nobody will go against the will of God.
但是神的旨意，他在地上要实行的时候，要透借个神的门徒，主耶稣的门徒来把它推动。
But in order to do his will on earth, he must do this through his apostles.
我常常在想，一个人的生命真的是非常短暂。
I often think that a person's life is indeed very short.
以我们自己本身来说。
Because for ourselves.
我们是残缺不全的。
We have defects, we're not perfect.
我们有很多的软弱。
We have weaknesses.
我们有很多的缺点。
And we have shortcomings.
我们有很多的局限，我能力是有限的。
We have very many limits.
但是神永恒的旨意要借着我们这个在世界短暂存在的生命来把它成就。
But God's will, His everlasting will, is to be fulfilled by us who is only living here temporarily.
耶稣基督邀请我们来参与他永恒的旨意。
Lord Jesus invited us to partake in His everlasting will.
可是我这么软弱。
But I am so weak.
我这么污秽。
And I'm so unclean.
我是不配的。
I'm unworthy.
但是他已经邀请我们了。
But He has already invited us.
他差派我们了。
And He has sent us.
他把这个使命托付给我们。
And He has given us this mission.
你无形当中你会思想的时候你就感谢了。
And when you think about this, you will give thanks.
我今天何德何能，我能来承接神永恒的旨意。
And what did I do to be worthy of this will?
我凭着什么条件让主耶稣来邀请，让我来参与他永恒的旨意？
And what criteria did I fulfill to have Him invite me to this will?
我们非常渺小。
We're indeed very small.
但因为我们肯谦卑。
But because we're willing to be humble.
当耶稣基督将这个使命托付我们的时候。
When Lord Jesus gave us this mission,
我明白了，这是不能够被阻挡的。
We understand that this we cannot go against.
这是存到永远的。
Because His will is everlasting.
所以，当我这一个生命的小点投入在神永恒的旨意当中的时候，这个点就会在永恒当中占有一席之地。
And therefore, when we devote our lives, our temporary lives, into this eternal will, our lives will be part of this eternity.
我们在这个世界上所得到的东西。
Everything we have gained in this world,
我们把它投入在神宣道的工作上。
If we can devote them to evangelizing,
我们把耶稣所赐给我们的生命，把它投入到他的宣道工作上。
If we can devote the life that Lord Jesus has given us into evangelizing,
在我们每一天的生活当中，我们的言行举止都能够随时的向人来见证。
If in our speech and our act every day we can testify to others,
那就是我们在短暂成为永恒的。
And that is how we can put.Make this temporary life into eternal life.
凡是为自己留下的，有一天终归于空了。
Because whatever you leave for yourself, one day it'll become nothing.
但是我们用在主的宣道上，却不会虚空的。
But what we use on His God's will, then we will not fall empty.
所以我们非常的愿意以我们这个短暂的生命来成全神永恒的旨意。
Therefore, we're very willing to use our temporary life to fulfill His eternal will.
我们愿意用这个卑微的心灵，谦卑的奉献给主耶稣使用。
And we're using this very humble heart to offer it up and serve Him.
当我们这样来领受这个道理的时候，
When we take His word in this way,
我们就愿意用生命来成就神永恒的旨意了。
We'll be willing to devote our life to fulfill His will.
人看起来是很渺小的。
Because indeed, human beings are very small.
但是他如果愿意谦卑让主使用，他就不渺小。
But if he is willing to be humble and allow God to use him, then he will not be small.
人不可以自大的。
And we cannot be boastful.
自大并不伟大。
Boastful doesn't mean you're noble.
谦卑并不卑微。
And being humble doesn't mean you're small and weak.
因为我们看见了生命跟永恒的关系。
Because we can see the relationship between life and eternity.
因为我们看见了我们的生命跟神永恒的旨意的关系。
And we have seen the relationship between our life and His eternal will.
永恒的时间是不断地往前走的。
This time and eternity will move on.
所以那条直线，它的箭头一直往前，它无限的延伸。
And so this time will continue unlimited.
如果我们是80年的寿命、90年的寿命，我们把它放在那一条线上。
If we have this 80 years in our life and we put this on this timeline of eternity.
那个八十年跟九十年是已经固定的。
And this 80, 90 years is set.
它不会再扩大了。
It will not expand.
但是时间永恒的时间，它会不断的延伸。
But this timeline in eternity will continue to go on.
当永恒的时间不断延伸的时候，我们这个固定的小点就显得越来越小了。
And when this timeline extends, then it seems like our 80 years of life become smaller and smaller.
当永恒的时间趋向无限的时候，我们短暂的生命就趋向于零了。
And when this timeline for eternity goes to infinity, then it seems like our 80 years become minuscule.
如果我们未曾参与神永恒的旨意，
And if we do not partake in this eternal will,
到终，至终我们就变成虚空，我们变成一个零。
And in the end, we'll become nothing.
感谢主。
And thank God.
我们并不是这样的。
We're not like this.
因为我们不甘愿啊，生命的结束是一生的叹息。
Because we do not want our life to end in grief.
我们不甘愿生命的结局是虚空。
We do not want our life to end in vain.
我们不愿意无限价值的生命竟然投入在历史的时间当中趋向于零。我们不甘愿是这样的。
And we are not willing to allow our life to to be devoted to only this history of the world.
所以就有一个动力，我要参与神永恒的旨意。
And therefore, this gives us the motivation to partake in His will.
我不要让我的生命变成一声叹息。
And I do not want my life to become a grief.
那你就要搭上这一班神永恒旨意的列车了。
Then you have to hop on this train that is to God's eternal life.
这就是宣道的动力。
And this is the motivation of evangelism.
我们讲第二点。
And second point.
宣教的动力是什么？
What is the motivation to evangelism?
基督的差派。
It is the, because God has sent us.
不但我们愿意参与神永恒的旨意。
Not only are you willing to be part of His will.
今天更直接的是耶稣基督已经差派我们了。
What is most direct is that God has sent us already.
当他拣选我们成为他的门徒的时候。
When He chose us to be His disciple.
当他把这个救赎的恩典给我们的时候。
When He gave us His blessing salvation.
他已经差派我们了。
He has already sent us.
所以当我们被主来恩召的时候呢，就是差派。
And when we have been taken in by the Lord, we have been sent by the Lord.
但是在这个时候，我想我很愿意的跟各位来分享啊，我们在信仰上面的一个比较。
And I'd like to share with you this comparison about our faith.
耶稣基督今天差派我们，他等于是我们的老板。
If Lord Jesus has sent us out to do something, He is likened to our boss.
我们在找工作的时候。
When we're looking for a job,
我们会想一想这个老板好不好。
We'll think whether or not this supervisor is good.
如果你找到一个好的老板，
if you have a good boss,
那你就一生有很多的福利了。
Then you will have many benefits.
但你如果找到一个不好的老板，
however, if you have a bad boss,
他不能够给你什么样的保证。
He will not give you any guarantees.
他没有什么样的信用。
He will not have anything trustworthy.
他没有什么样的实力。
And he does not have any true ability.
他没有什么样的财力的后盾。
And he does not have any wealth.
那么我们可能就是误搭贼船了。
Maybe this is a bad place for us to be.
那么这个不幸就会紧接着在后头来了。
Then we'll meet with many, many unfortunate events.
今天我为什么不是一个和尚？
And today, why am I not a monk?
我为什么是传扬耶稣基督的福音？
Why am I here preaching the gospel of Lord Jesus?
我要谈我一点点的感想。
And I have this little thought.
在台湾，小弟曾经开了一部小小的车子啊，在路上跑。
And in Taiwan, I drove this little car.
那么有一天呢、啊，从我住牧的教会，工作完成之后要回家休假。
And one day after I was going, when I was going home from pastoring the church.
因为是晚上领会完之后啊，跟负责人泡了两泡茶之后啊，才上路回家的，所以已经赶到家里的时候啊，已经超过了午夜十二点了，已经是凌晨。
And because after service we had tea with some church members, and therefore by the time I got home, it was past midnight.
那么当我快要接近我的家里，有一个十字路口，我转弯的时候。
And while I was coming close to my house, I turned at an intersection.
在台湾冬天半夜的时候，吹着冷风，那是非常冷的。
And in Taiwan, at midnight, there would be a cold breeze, and it's very cold.
尤其小弟住的地方是嘉义。嘉义它是江南平原的中心点，但是呢，它因为平原呢、辐射的缘故啊，所以每一次的这个寒流来的时候啊，它那个气温报告哈、都是最全省、全台湾最低温的。所以你不要看那个中南部的嘉义，它半夜的时候是很冷的。
And even though I live in the middle southern area of Taiwan, however, it is very cold.
但是那个冷不是温度很低，而是因为它湿气很高。
And this cold is not because of the low temperature, it is because of the high humidity.
我在车子里头当然很温暖。
Of course, in my car, I was very warm.
我在转弯的时候，我看到一幕让我永远不能忘怀的一个情景。
And while I was making this turn, I saw this scene that I would never forget.
有一位佛教的僧徒，有一位佛教的和尚，就站在了那个十字路口的人行道上，他拿着一个盘子在那里托钵。
And there was this Buddhist monk, and he was standing at the corner begging for money.
如果我们把它想象，把它照相起来，那是一个非常有趣的场景。
And if we to take a picture of this, it seems like a very interesting picture.
车子里面是真耶稣教会的传道。
Outside in the car, it is the preacher of True Jesus Church.
在寒风中的是佛教的和尚。
And in the cold wind, it is the Buddhist monk.
传道好歹长得好不好看，另外一回事。留个长头发，抹上油，苍蝇停上去飞不走，看起来也是人模人样。
And it doesn't matter how this preacher looks like.
但是和尚没有半根头发。
But this monk did not have hair at all.
传道有西装， 有衬衫打领带，看起来还像一个人。
The preacher has a suit and tie, and it seems to be very formal.
但是和尚他穿着薄薄的袈裟。
But this monk was dressed in just very thin clothes.
和尚没有房子，没有车子，没有妻子，没有儿子。如果有的话，是很奇怪，他们这些都没有。
And as for a monk, it is very strange. It won't have any family at all, or a house.
传道有。
And for preachers, they do.
房子、妻子、儿子、车子、钱子都有。
And they have a house. They have a wife and children.
他这样的牺牲。
And he, indeed, the monk is a sacrifice.
我要回到温暖的家了。
And I see this while I'm going back to my warm house.
如果我们神学院的这个招生简章里头写着，凡是来就读神学院的哈，三年四年当中一定要理光头。我看有很多青年就会考虑的，本来想要当传道，他现在说哦，三年四年都要理光头，他现在都要考虑的。
And if before we go to become a preacher, the criteria was that between the three and four years you have to be bald, then some people would rethink this.
首先，我觉得很感触。
And first, I was very touched.
我要回去休假了，他还在那个地方，他还没有下班呢。
And I was going home for a break, and he was still there.
所以他们的精神很令人敬佩哦。
And therefore, I think he is very, very diligent.
这是我的感触。
This is what I felt.
但是呢，两秒钟之后又闪过一个念头，我感谢。
And 2 seconds later, I thought of this, and I was very thankful.
为什么感谢
？Why am I thankful?
我想一想。
And I thought about this.
有一天，传道会死的，和尚也会死的。
One day, the preacher will pass away, and the monk will pass away.
你不要想说和尚会死，传道不会死，传道也会死哦。有一天传道死了，和尚也死了。
And indeed, one day both will pass away.
他去什么地方
？Where would he go?
我不知道。
I don't know.
他得到什么
？What would he gain?
我不知道。
I would not know.
但是我知道他没有得到耶稣。
But I know for sure he did not gain Lord Jesus.
因为他的老板没有活着。
Because his boss is not alive.
我的老板还活着。
My boss is still alive.
今天耶稣基督他用复活的救主的身份差派我们。
And because Lord Jesus today, He sent us with the resurrected Lord Jesus.
我们不是为一个死人的遗言在努力。
And we're not working for a person who's passed away.
我们是为一个从死里又复活，为我们牺牲生命从死里又复活的救主活着，我们传扬他的福音。
And we're working for a Savior who has died and resurrected.
我们看马太福音二十八章。
Let us look at Gospel of Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 28.
二十八章，我们请看十六节。
Let us look at verse 16.
这段是主耶稣他要升天以前跟门徒约定的啊，到橄榄山啊，要这个在山上跟他们会面。
And this is the meeting of Jesus and the disciples before he ascended to heaven.
那么当门徒看见主耶稣呢，就拜他。
And when the disciples saw Lord Jesus, they worshipped him.
但是当中还有一些人在疑惑。
But at the time, some doubted.
这个时候，主耶稣就对他们说了。
At the time, Jesus said to them.
是针对那些疑惑的人这样说的。
And he said this to those in doubt.
就是第十八节说的。
And this is what is recorded in verse 18.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
所以你们要去传福音给万民。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
奉父子圣灵的名，就是耶稣基督这个名呢，为他们来施洗。
Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣他复活以后，用救主的身份来差派门徒。
After Lord Jesus resurrected, he came in the status of the Savior to send.
当主耶稣还在世的时候，他是经常的两个两个差派门徒出去工作。
When Lord Jesus was on earth, he sent his disciples out in pairs.
那是主耶稣还活着的时候。
That is when Lord Jesus was still alive.
那当主耶稣被钉十字架以后。
But after he was crucified.
他从死里复活。
And he was resurrected from the dead.
败坏掌死权的魔鬼。
And he had overcome this devil, that holy authority to death.
他从死里复活，成为信他的人一个第一个种子，第一个出手的果子，就是我们信他的人将来要像他一样复活。
And his resurrection became the first fruits.To all of those who believe in him, that is, we will all resurrect one day.
当他要升天以前，他做最后的交代。
Before he was to ascend to heaven, he gave his last commitment.
再一次差派他们。
And again, he sent them out.
不是以一个死人的身份来留下遗言。
And he did not do this in the will of a dead person.
是用复活的救主的身份来差派。
And he came as the resurrected Savior.
然后他又说了，
And then he said,
天上地下所有的权柄都交给我了。
That all authorities in heaven and on earth have been given to me.
所以我差派你们去。
And therefore I send you out.
因此主耶稣这个差派不但是用救主的身份差派我们，他是给我们权柄的差派。
And not only did he send us out as the Savior, he also sent us out with authority.
是带着应许的差派。
And this commission had a promise.
哦，用神迹奇事来证明我们所传的道。
And he will witness our truth with his miracles.
这是两千年前的事情。
This is what happened 2,000 years ago.
今天在我们教会里面也是一样。
Today in our church is the same.
主耶稣给我们权柄。
Lord Jesus gave us the authority.
天上地下所有的权柄都交给他了，他也交给我们。
And all authorities on heaven and on earth have been given to him, and he in turn gives it to us.
差派我们出去。
And sent us out.
所以主耶稣不是丢一个东西，丢一个任务给我们，然后你自己自生自灭，你自己想办法，不是这样的。
And therefore, Lord Jesus did not just give us a mission and let us be ourselves.
我们承接的是一个复活的救主给我们的使命。
And what we take is this mission from our Savior.
然后他所给我们的就是天上地下的权柄都给了我们。
And what he has given us is all the authorities of heaven and on earth.
所以按着神的旨意呢，我们能够行使神迹奇事。
And therefore, because of his will, we can do all these miracles.
这是我们必须要非常清楚的认知的。
This is something we must all be very clear on.
如果是这个样子的话，我们就有动力的。
If it is like so, then we have this motivation.
我不是在推动一个死去的人的遗言。
We're not doing the will of a dead person.
我的老板还活着。
Because my boss is alive.
我的老板是救主。
Because my boss is the Savior.
我的老板已经握有天上地下所有的权柄了。
And he has all the authority in heaven and on earth.
所以这个老板是比较好的。
And so therefore this boss is better.
因为我们有动力了。
And this gives us motivation.
这是基督的差派。
And this is the commission of Christ.
没有人可以免除的。
And nobody can take this away.
没有人可以推辞的。
Nobody can refuse.
我们都在基督的差派当中。
Because we're all sent out by Christ.
这就是我们宣道的动力。
And this is another motivation for evangelism.
第三。
Third point.
主爱的激励。
It is from God's love.
我们宣扬福音啊，因为主耶稣的爱一不断地激励我们大家。
And we continue to spread the gospel because we continue to be compelled by His love.
就像保罗他自己所说的。
Just like Apostle Paul had said.
因为基督的爱激励了我们大家。
Because the love of Christ compels us.
那么我们当然要思想主耶稣对我们的爱。
And therefore, we must ponder upon the love of Christ.
保罗说，基督的爱激励我们大家。
Paul said that His love compels us.
所以我们就不再单单为自己活了。
And therefore, we do not live for ourselves.
我们也为那个已经替我们死又复活的主来活着。
And we also live for the Savior who had died for us and resurrected.
这个爱是有动力的。
And this love is motivating.
爱有感召力。
And this
会感动人。
This love will move people.
它是一种动力。
And this drives people.
那基督的爱更会感动我们。
And therefore Christ's love will indeed move us.
所以保罗他回转以后，他就问主耶稣说，我当做什么？
And so when Paul turned back, he asked Jesus, what am I to do?
他发现以前他是活在自己的理想里头。
Before he lived in his own desires.
现在他生命转变了。
And now his life has turned around.
他要为基督而活。
He wants to live for Christ.
为基督而活就证明了我们是属主的人了。
And to live for Christ just represents that we belong to Christ.
所以这个基督的爱会激励我们大家。
And therefore the love of Christ compels us.
那么保罗他被基督的爱激励。
And after this love compelled Paul.
保罗得到的爱并没有比我们更多。
Paul did not receive any more love than we did.
我们得到主的爱并没有比保罗得到的更少啊。
And we did not receive less love compared to Paul.
我们一样都得到基督的爱啊。
In the same way we have received this love from Christ.
那保罗能够被基督的爱激励。
And Paul was compelled by this love.
做出这么大的牺牲。
And he did this many sacrifices.
我们理当也要被基督的爱来激励才对。
And in the same way, we should be compelled by the love of Christ.
因为保罗激励保罗的那个爱呢，也一样的在我们身上。
And because the love that compelled Paul is also the love that we experience.
所以我们应当怎么样来被基督的爱激励？
So how are we to be compelled by this love?
要常常来思想我们所领受的恩典。
We must often think about these blessings that we have received.
以前现在我们成了什么样的人。
And from before and now, what kind of person have we become?
那么另外一个就是我们要常常思想耶稣基督被钉十字架的那一幕。
And we often have to think about the scene of the crucifixion of Lord Jesus.
在几年前啊，美国有一部电影啊，非常的这个卖座啊， 赚了很多钱，那个老板本来要倒了，结果呢，因为那部电影啊，耶稣受难记啊，再把他救起来。所以耶稣不是只有灵魂的救主，还会把那个快倒闭的电影公司把他救起来，他就赚了很多钱。
A few years ago in the United States, there a movie came out that portrayed the death of Lord Jesus, and that helped the movie production.
那么很多人看的时候呢，就边看边擦眼泪。
And when people saw this movie, they were weeping.
因为它是很感动人。
Because indeed, this is very, very moving.
但是我们要问各位一个问题。
We have to ask a question.
如果我们不看电影，我们读圣经呢？
If we do not watch this movie and read the Bible,
一样是描述耶稣基督被钉十字架的情景。
In the same way, the Bible is describing the scene of when Jesus was crucified.
我们有没有边看圣经边擦眼泪？
Do you read the Bible and weep at the same time?
很多人说，那看圣经跟看电影不一样。
Some people say it is different if you watch a movie when you read the Bible.
因为电影是活的。
Because the movie is alive.
是立体的。
And it's in 3D.
哦，有临场感，会感动人啊。
And it is very moving.
那这样是不是我们一定都要把所有的圣经的这个故事都拍成电影，我们才会感动？
And so I asked, do we have to film all of the stories in the Bible into a movie in order to move all of us?
那这样的话，感动我们的是它的情节，还是电影的气氛？
And therefore, you also wonder whether or not this movement comes from the filming or the actual content.
我们要把焦点抓出来。
And so we have to take the point.
我们到底是被什么感动？
What are you touched by?
被电影的灯光、声音、场景感动，是不是这样？
Are we touched by this movie, the lighting and the camera and the action in the movie?
我们今天是被基督的爱感动了，还是被电影的灯光、声音、场景感动？
Today, are we touched by the love of Christ, or are we touched by this lighting and camera and views of this movie?
还是你是为了那个扮演耶稣基督被打、被钉十字架的，你为那里头那个情节的人在同情，你是因为同情他才流眼泪吗
？Or are you weeping because you sympathize with the actor that played Lord Jesus who was whipped and crucified？
我们要抓出来。
And therefore, you must know the point.
耶稣的爱才是焦点。
The point is the love of Christ.
如果其他的东西把它模糊掉了。我们转移的，我们变成同情，我们变成是被电影的气氛感动。那耶稣基督爱摆在什么地方
？And if the focus is blurred, if we're focusing on sympathizing with another person or in the lighting of the movie, then we have lost the point.
就是耶稣基督的爱。
And the point is the love of Christ.
电影是虚拟的。
This movie is not real.
那个人不是真的被打。
And this person was not the one that was whipped.
那个人不是真的被钉。
And the person was not actually crucified.
它是虚拟的。
Because all of this is fake.
它是我们被一个虚拟的东西给感动了。
But we have been touched by what was fake.
因为它加上了很多很多的拍摄的手法，声光电影，声光啊，它的环境场景的这样布置。
Because this film had productions and had lighting and scenes.
这样很容易就模糊了耶稣基督这个爱这个焦点。
And very easily in this way, it will blur this focus that is on the love of Christ.
如果我们的焦点是在基督的爱，我们读圣经就应该要感动的。
If our focus is on the love of Christ, then when we read the Bible, we will be moved.
当他被钉十字架的时候
，When he was crucified,
兵丁非常的有经验，他一定是钉了这个手掌跟脚掌。
And the soldiers were very experienced; they will nail his hands and feet.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
因为我们的手掌、脚掌布满了很多的软骨。
Because in our palm and in our feet there are many bones.
当这个钉子钉过去的时候
，And when the nail goes through,
不是只有钉过他的肉
，It not only goes through his flesh.
它也会穿过他的骨头
，It will go through his bones.
然后那个钉子会卡在骨头骨缝当中，就可以把这个人的身体呢，把它固定在那个石架上，而不会下坠。
And because this nail will be lodged between his bones, and that is how it can support this person's weight.
我们可以想象得到吗
？Can we imagine this?
我们的肉被针给扎的时候，我们觉得会痛。现在耶稣基督是被钉子给贯穿了他的肉，而且可能就穿过了他的骨头。
And if we are pricked by a nail, we'll think this hurts very much. However, Lord Jesus was nailed through his palms.
所以当地心引力以及他的体重的缘故，他的身体要往下沉的时候呢，那个钉子会让 他的肉给撕裂，会让他的骨头卡住。我没有办法去想到那个是什么样的痛。
And because of gravity and from his weight, he will try to move downwards. However, he will be lodged by the nail in his palms.
可是耶稣并没有口出恶言。
But at that time, Lord Jesus did not speak any malicious words.
他反而为那些钉他的人来钉十字架来祷告。
And he actually prayed for those that nailed him on the cross.
这就是耶稣的爱。
And this is the love of Christ.
所以我们常常思想，我们就会有动力了。
And therefore, if we often ponder about this, then we'll be motivated.
这个爱会不断地在我们心里头像泉源一样的涌出来。
And this love will be like a spring, and it will continue to flow out from us.
我们再讲最后一点。
And the last point.
爱灵魂的心。
And it is the love for the souls.
我们爱人的灵魂，所以我们有宣道的动力。
Because we love the soul of other people, then we have this motivation to evangelize.
我们会体会耶稣基督的心肠。
And we can experience what Lord Jesus experiences.
因为神愿意人人都得救。
Because God wills that everyone to be saved.
我们不愿意我们的丈夫将来不是跟我们在一起。
We don't want our husband to not be with us in the future.
我们愿意我们全家的人都是在天国团圆的。
And we want our whole family to unite in the heavenly kingdom.
一条灵魂胜过一个地球。
One soul overcomes the whole earth.
我们灵魂的价值不是用世界的东西可以来换的。
And the price and value of our soul cannot be exchanged by anything in this world.
如果我们灵魂得救的问题可以用世上的东西来换，那么神就用造更多的地球来换就好了。
If our soul can be, if the value of the soul can be compared to anything in this world, then God can just create more worlds to trade for us.
我们灵魂的价值是要耶稣基督他降生成为人，付出生命的代价，才换回来我们的生命。
And our value of life is so high that Lord Jesus has to come from heaven and be crucified to sacrifice his own life to trade for our lives.
为了这个救恩的计划呢，神至少用了6000年的时间来计划。
And to plan for the salvation, God took 6,000 years.
等了6000年的时间。
And he waited for 6,000 years.
耶稣基督降生在世上，他30年的成长。
And when Lord Jesus came to this world, he grew for 30 years.
3.5年的工作。
And he worked for 3.5 years.
他被吊在十字架上是6个小时。
And he was nailed on the cross for 6 hours.
那个血一滴一滴的流。
And his blood dripped one by one.
他一分一秒都经历了那个最大的痛苦。
And every second he is experiencing torture.
我们今天要全身入水受洗。
And today we have to baptize and be fully immersed.
我们要面向下。
We have to be face down.
我们要奉耶稣基督的名。
And we have to do this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
施洗人要有圣灵。
Because when we baptize, we must have the Holy Spirit.
有水血圣灵来做见证。
And there must be the water and the blood and the Holy Spirit to testify this baptism.
这个听起来都很麻烦呢。
This seems very much of a hassle.
为什么要等6000年呢？
Why does he have to wait for 6,000 years?
在神看起来当然是不足为奇的。
And of course, 6,000 years is nothing to God.
但是以人类的历史的时间来看，为什么要这么久？
But for human beings, why does it take so long?
为什么这么麻烦他从天降下成为人呢？
Why is it such a hassle? He has to come from heaven and become a man.
啊，为什么要在这世界上成长30年呢？
Why does he have to grow on this earth for 30 years?
吊在十字架上6个小时，血一滴一滴的流。
And why does he have to be tortured and crucified on the cross for 6 hours?
如果这样，我们全身入水，面向下，奉耶稣基督的名施洗，那有什么样困难呢？
Then what is it that we are only having to be fully immersed in water and face down and baptized in the name of Lord Jesus?
想一想，要这么样的折腾，因为这是很慎重的事情。
And if you think we have to do all of this because this is very formal.
因为神爱人的灵魂。
And because God loves our souls.
那保罗他有体会到了。
And Paul has experienced this.
所以他说基督的爱激励我。
And therefore he says the love of Christ compels.
所以保罗说啊。
And therefore Paul says.
我为我亲爱的骨肉。
That I do this for my body.
为我的兄弟。
For my brothers.
啊，为了我的骨肉之亲，我的兄弟。
And for my family and kin.
让他们能够得救。
So that they can be saved.
如果我牺牲，他们可以得救。
If I'm to sacrifice and they can be saved.
我愿意。
Then this is willing for me.
哦，这是什么样的心呢？
What kind of mindset is this?
爱人的灵魂。
And this is a mindset that loves people.
当他首先到了雅典那个地方在等候。
When he was waiting in Athens.
他要等希拉跟保罗。跟提摩太过来。
He was waiting for Silas and Timothy.
啊，但是他看到雅典这么多的这个偶像。
But when he saw that there's so many idols in Athens.
这个城被偶像充满了。
And the city was filled by these idols.
圣经说他心里就着急呀。
And the Bible says he was anxious in his heart.
看到满城都充满了偶像，他心里着急。
And when he see the city is filled with idols, he felt anxious in his heart.
因为这个城里头这么多魔鬼呀。
Because in the city there's so many devils.
这么多人都在魔鬼的掌下。
And so many people are under the authority of these devils.
灵魂没有盼望。
And they don't have hope for their souls.
他不能够安心地坐下来。
He cannot sit down in peace.
他不能够好好地吃一顿。
He cannot eat a meal in peace.
他也等不到希拉跟提摩太来了，他就马上就去宣道了。
And he cannot wait for Timothy and Silas to arrive. He went out to preach himself.
因为有爱人灵魂的心呢。
Because he had this heart that loved the soul of others.
所以当我们想一条灵魂沉沦是多么严重的事情。
So when we think how dreadful it is for one soul to fall.
然后生命比世界比全世界更宝贵，我们这样想的时候，我们就会有动力啊，爱人的灵魂就成为动力去宣道。
When we think of this, that one soul is much more important and more worth than a world, then we'll be driven to evangelize.
那么最后，小弟要用简短的时间来做一个见证。
Then I have to take a short time to bear a testimony.
我家信主的经过非常的奇妙。
And the process of believing in Christ for my family is very miraculous.
真的是想起来就感谢。
And when I think about this, I give thanks.
其实当我们家庭信主的时候，我那个时候才三岁。
When my family came to believe in Christ, I was only 3 years old.
那么为什么会来信主呢？
Why did we come to believe?
因为我的母亲啊，生了我的弟弟啊，患了重病。
Because after my mother gave birth to my younger brother, she fell ill.
她足足病了一年，在床上躺一年，她不能够下床。
And she laid in bed for one whole year. She did not come down from the bed.
所有的这个偶像庙宇都找遍了。
And they went through all the temples and idols.
任何的这个药物呢，都尝试过了。
And she tried all sorts of medication.
那么结果换来的就是她的病更严重。
But only her sickness worsened.
家里呢，这个欠了很多钱呐、啊，因为钱花完了，又向亲戚朋友借了很多钱。
And our family was in great debt because after we spent all our money, we borrowed money from others.
我母亲呢、啊，曾经想要用自己的方法来结束生命。
My mother had thought that she wanted to use her own ways to end her life.
因为她想，如果我生命结束的话，痛苦就结束，不断的借贷呢也会停止。
And she thought that if she ends her life, then her suffering will end and all this debt will go away.
有一个晚上，她真的已经准备好了。
And there's one night that she was prepared to do this.
但是呢，她回头看，我跟我弟弟在睡觉，我三岁，他一岁啊。
But she turned around and saw me and my younger brother. I was 3 and he was 1.
我母亲就打消这个念头。
And my mother decided against this.
她要勇敢活下去。
She has to be brave and live.
那我父亲就对我母亲说。
And therefore my father said to my mother.
我看你是没有什么希望。
And he said, I think you have no hope now.
如果你真的不能好起来。
If you cannot get better.
我不会再结婚了。
I will not remarry.
那这两个孩子怎么办？
And what do we do with these 2 children?
我把他送到孤儿院。
And I'll send these 2 kids to the orphanage.
我就赚钱。
And I will earn money.
把钱给存起来，将来长大给他们当教育费用。
And I will earn money and save this money for their education in the future.
我们的家是曾到了这样的一个地步。
And this is what my family was like.
那么很多的亲戚长辈啊，到我们家里来看的时候，都跟我父亲说，要准备了，准备把你太太搬到大厅了，没有希望了，就是讲这些话。
And when my family and relatives and friends came to our house, they will say you should prepare and prepare for her death.
那个时候真的是走投无路了。
And at that time, we had no other way.
那么有一天，我的母亲就叫我过来说，你到隔壁啊，向那个房东借钱。
And one day, my mother called me and asked me to go to the landlord and borrow some money.
那个时候我三岁啊。
At that time, I was 3 years old.
三岁不会赚钱啊，但是会借钱。
At 3 years old, I did not know how to earn money, but I can borrow money.
我就照这样去说了，我妈妈要借钱。
And therefore, I went over and said, "My money to borrow some money."
那个是在民国五十一，是那个是在1962年。
And this was in 1962.
45年前呢、啊。
It was 45 years ago.
他要我向那个房东借200台湾的钱200块。
She wanted me to borrow from the landlord $200 Taiwanese money.
后来我问了那个时候啊。问了长辈啊，那个年代，台湾的米啊，一斗米才几块钱啊，但是我要借200块，那很大的钱。
And at that time, one One bucket of rice was only a few dollars, and therefore $200 was a lot of money.
所以这个房东他当然会很惊讶，为什么借这么多钱？你自己小孩子啊，为什么借这么多钱？
And therefore the landlord was very shocked. He said, "You're such a little kid. How? Why would you want so much money?"
那一天，这位房东的妹妹啊，正巧来到他家里。
And at that time, coincidentally, the younger sister of the landlord was visiting his house.
而他的妹妹就是我们真耶稣教会的信徒。
And his younger sister is a member of our True Jesus Church.
她是嘉义教会的信徒。
And she was the member of a southern middle region.
是一个老姐妹。
And she was an elderly sister.
她一听到这个小孩子要借钱。
And she heard that this young kid wanted to borrow some money.
就问了为什么呢？
And she asked why.
这个房东就告诉她了，因为我们家里的情形怎么样，她就讲了。
And this landlord told her of the things that happened to my family.
然后这个老姐妹有爱人灵魂的心了。
And the sister had this heart that loved the souls of others.
这个家庭这么可怜啊。
And she thought this family was so pitiful.
她就跟着我到家里来。
And she came with me to my family.
就向着躺在床上的母亲呢，跟她做见证，介绍耶稣基督。
And she testified to my mother who was lying in bed, and she introduced her to Lord Jesus.
那耶稣要救人呢，很简单的，他感动我母亲。
And it's very simple for Lord Jesus to save a person. He touched my mother.
让她心好像开了一样，她就都能够听得进去。
And it seems like her heart opened and she could listen to the words.
并且她哦，立志说我一定要受洗。
And she was determined and she wanted to be baptized.
为了我灵魂得救，我要信主。
And so that her soul can be saved, she wanted to believe in the Lord.
那么隔天是安息日啊。
The next day was Sabbath day.
他们就坐了那个人力的三轮车呢，就从嘉义的最东最西边呢，就到了东边呢、啊，到教会去慕道。
And therefore they took a tricycle to the church to Truseek.
那我母亲呢、啊，她那个时候才22岁。
At that time, my mother was only 22 years old.
冬天她包了一个包巾。
And in the winter, she had the scarf.
那因为病了一年呢，所以脸上的这个脸色不好看，而且又憔悴。
And because she was sick for a whole year, she looked very fragile.
那很多信徒看到了就说：“哎呀，今天有一个老太婆了，要来慕道。”
And when people saw her, they said, "There's an elderly woman who wants to come to Truth Seek."
这个其实那个时候她才22岁、啊。
In reality, at that time, she was only 22 years old.
但不管是谁啊，大家都爱心了、啊。聚会前也祷告，聚完会之后也特别祷告。
And so it doesn't matter who it is, because everyone loved people's souls, so they prayed for her before and after service.
从下周的星期一开始啊， and, 就是灵恩布道会。
And from the next week on the Monday, it was the evangelical service.
那灵恩布道会，他每一天都到。
And every day of the evangelical service, my mother was there.
然后又报名受洗。
And she registered to be baptized.
我父亲阻挡。
My father was against this.
不可以，这会死掉了。
And she said, "You will die because of this."
天气这么冷啊！
It is so cold.
你要到那个巴掌溪去浸水，巴掌溪的水是从阿里山下来，很冷啊。现在是冬天啊，你要全身入水，你活不了了。
And he said she will not survive this, being fully immersed in this cold water.
我母亲说，我本来就好不了了。
And my mother said, I will not get well anyways.
但是在这个最后的关头，我听见的福音。
But in this very last time, this critical time, I heard the truth.
如果再过三个月、半年，我可能我就不在了。
Maybe if 3 months later or half a year later, I will not be here.
这真的是耶稣给我的机会啊。
And this is an opportunity that Lord Jesus gave me.
所以我一定要受洗。
And therefore, I must be baptized.
但是我期望的是，我灵魂能够被主来救赎。
And what I want the most is that my soul can be saved.
今生的平安都是暂时的。
Because the peace from this world is only temporary.
我要让的灵魂能够得救。
As long as my soul can be saved.
感谢主啊，她有这样的信心呢、啊。
And thank God that she has this kind of faith.
那么受洗完之后呢，耶稣帮助她，她能够慢慢的好起来。
And after she was baptized, thank the grace of Lord Jesus, she was slowly healed.
非常的奇妙。
It was very miraculous.
信主一年，满一年以后，耶稣又给我一个弟弟。
And after we believed in Lord Jesus for a whole year, I gained a younger brother.
证明耶稣把我母亲的病都医好了。
And this proves that he had completely healed my mother.
那么过了十年呢，又给我一个妹妹。
And 10 years later, I had a younger sister.
我母亲现在还健在。
And my mother right now, she's still very healthy.
她是1930年生的，1940年生的。
She was born in 1940.
现在还健在。
And she's still very healthy right now.
耶稣的恩典。
And it is the grace of God.
那我记得我小的时候哈、啊，
When I was younger,
就躺在母亲的怀抱啊，他就跟我们讲这个见证。
And we will be, I'll be in my with my mother, and she will tell us this testimony.
那他没有读书啊，他不会讲故事。
Because she did not study very much, and she didn't know how to tell stories.
所以后来我长大了，看故事书，我才知道说有白雪公主，有阿里巴巴与四十大盗。这都是我自己看的，不是我母亲讲给我听，因为她不识字。
And only when after I grew up and knew how to read, I read about Snow White and about other stories.
那么她在讲这个见证的时候会感动啊，她会掉眼泪。
And when she told of this testimony, she would cry.
那么眼泪就会滴到我们的脸上。
And when she cried, her tear would drip onto our cheek.
那个时候不明白为什么。
At that time, I would not understand why.
啊，只感觉到这个妈妈不会讲故事又爱哭。
And I just felt that my mother did not know how to tell stories, and she loves to cry.
那么她讲完到最后，她会做结论哦。
And in the end, she will have this conclusion.
没有耶稣就没有妈妈。
And she will say that if there were no Lord Jesus, there wouldn't be your mother.
有耶稣，所以你们有妈妈。
And only because of Lord Jesus that you have mother.
真的是这样的。
And indeed it is true.
所以我不是孤儿。
And therefore I'm not an orphan.
将来在天国，我也不是孤儿。
And in the end, in the heavenly kingdom, I will not be an orphan.
耶稣的爱会激励我们啊。
And this is how the Lord's love compels us.
那么后来我跟我的弟弟都长大了。
And after me and my younger brother grew up.
因为我母亲说，有耶稣才有妈妈。
Because my mother had said that because there is Lord Jesus, that you have a mother.
那么你们长大呢，要为主耶稣做圣工。
And when you grow up, you have to work for Lord Jesus.
感谢主。
And we thank God.
那么后来我的弟弟呢，也去读神学院。
And both my brother and I went to study to be a pastor.
我们兄弟两个本来要去孤儿院的。
And the two of us were originally to be sent to the orphanage.
但是主耶稣的缘故啊，救我们了，所以不需要去孤儿院，我们就去了神学院。
But because Lord Jesus saved us, that we do not need to go to the orphanage, we actually went to the seminar.
这位姐妹我不知道她的名字，这位老姐妹我不知道她的名字。
I do not know the name of this elderly sister.
后来我问了很多的长辈说，传福音的老姐妹很多啊，不知道你讲的是哪一位。
And when I went and asked around, and they said there are many sisters who will preach the gospel.
但是我知道她的名字会记录在天国。
But I know her name will be in the book in heaven.
如果那个时候她为我们这个家庭叹息，哎呀，好可怜啊。
If at that time she only grieved for my family, saying we're very pitiful.
或是为我们的这个家庭滴了两滴的同情的眼泪。
Or maybe she will weep in sympathy for my family.
就是不把福音传给我们。
But she did not preach us the gospel.
我不敢想象我今天在什么地方。
I would not dare think where I would be today.
他也不会想到说，我去跟他做见证，他们就会来信耶稣。哇，他的孩子哦，将来长大还会为主耶稣做圣工。他没有去想到这一些的，他就是我尽本分做。
And she did not think too much that maybe if I preach to this family, then her children will become preachers. She only did this out of her duty.
爱人灵魂的心。
Because this heart that she had that loved the souls.
他不愿意灵魂沉沦。
She did not want any souls to go into destruction.
就是这样，随走随传，有机会就传。
And that is how she preached everywhere she went.
历史的时间点是神给我们的机会。
And this time in history is a chance for us.
我常常去。他这个房东的妹妹有时候也会去。
And I often go, and this younger sister of the landlord often go.
但是当我们再一次碰面的时候
，But the next time we meet together,
是我提出说要借钱。
It's the time when I asked to borrow some money.
如果要借钱的那一天，他的妹妹没有去。
If on that day that I went to the landlord to borrow some money, his younger sister wasn't there.
这个历史的时间点就过了。
Then this time in history did not match up.
很奇妙的。
This is very miraculous.
所以我们只能够确定，我现在碰到这个人，不是我传福音的对象。
And so how can we be sure that this person I meet today is not the person that I should be preaching to?
宣教的动力是什么？
What is the motivation in evangelism?
不管什么人，灵魂都是一样的价值。白皮肤的、黑皮肤的，灵魂都是一样的价值。
It doesn't matter what race you are, it doesn't matter what color your skin is, your soul is still worth the same.
人分颜色，在神眼中是不分颜色，因为灵魂是没有颜色的。
Superficially, we have different races. However, the soul is the same to God.
耶稣基督的血都一样的为他们来流了。
And Lord Jesus' blood has shed for every soul.
所以很多问题，我们静下来思想的时候，我们被主爱激励，我们也会有爱人的灵魂。
And therefore, when we think about this, we will be compelled by God's love, and we will love the soul of others.
历史的时间点非常奇妙，凑在一起，这是神给我们机会。
And when there's a coincidence in the history of time, that is when God gives an opportunity.
所以我们看重这个宣道的工作哈，我们也求主耶稣继续帮助我们大家。
Therefore, we must focus on this task to evangelize, and we ask God to help all of us.
为了生命不要是一生的叹息，我们要加入神永恒的旨意里头，所以我们要宣道。
Because we don't want our life to end in vain, therefore we must be part of this eternal will to evangelize.
不甘愿生命的结束就是虚空。
We don't want our life to end in vain.
所以我们要宣道。
Therefore we must evangelize.
耶稣基督以复活救主的身份差派我们。
Lord Jesus came as the Savior who is resurrected, and He gave us this mission.
而这位救主已经握有了天上地下所有的权柄。
And the Savior already has the authority from heaven and on earth.
他都差派我们。
And therefore, He sent us out.
主的爱这么大，会激励我们大家。
And God's love is so great that it will compel us.
我们会像主一样的有爱人灵魂的心。
And we should also have this love to love from Christ to love the souls of others.
那我们就在自己已经做的事情上面呢，更加的勉励。
And we should be encouraged in what we do.